Now, my question is, if he really had killed his father, why did he come back home 3 hours later? Wouldn't he be afraid of being caught?
To get his knife. It wasn't very nice to have it sticking out of some people's chests.
Especially relatives.
I don't see anything funny about it. The boy knew that the knife could be identified as the one he had just bought. He wanted to get it before the police did.
If he knew the knife could be identified, why did he leave it there in the first place?
We can assume that the boy ran out in a state of panic, having just killed his father. After he calmed down, he found he had left his knife there.
Ah, this then would depend on your definition of panic. He would have to be calm enough to see to it that there were no fingerprints left on the knife. Now, where did the panic start, and where did it end?
Well, if I were the boy and had stabbed my father, I would take a chance and go back for the knife. I think he figured that no one had seen him running out, and the body wouldn't be discovered till the next day.
Maybe the boy did kill his father, did run out in a panic, did calm down 3 hours after the killing to come back to get the knife, risking being caught. Maybe all those things happened, but maybe they didn't.